Please proceed.
My name is Claire McLeod, and I am a legal intern with the PACE Environmental Litigation Clinic. Along with the University Network for Human Rights, the PACE Environmental Litigation Clinic is representing the Sane Energy Project, Cooper Park Resident Council, and other petitioners in a legal challenge filed earlier today against DEC for its inadequate environmental review of National Grid's permit application for this project. Time and again, environmental burdens in low-income communities and communities of color are disregarded. DEC has perpetuated that pattern here in its inadequate review of the environmental impacts of National Grid's proposed LNG expansion. In fact, DEC does not appear to have even considered the impacts of this project on surrounding communities that DEC itself has designated as potential environmental justice communities. It is for these reasons that we brought this legal challenge. On its face, this project is a massive expansion of the gas vaporization and send-out capacity of the Greenpoint facility. Properly calculated emissions figures show significant increases in air pollution that would result from adding two new LNG vaporizers at the facility. It is shocking that DEC made a determination that there are no potential environmental impacts from this project. If allowed to stand, this determination would effectively halt the environmental review process. In addition, DEC's review of the project segments the project from related projects like the North Brooklyn Pipeline and the National Grid's proposal to truck LNG to the Greenpoint facility. These related projects would pose serious health, safety, and environmental hazards that have gone completely unchecked in DEC's review. We have filed our challenge today and are present here at this hearing to both voice our concerns regarding DEC's review and the issuance of this negative declaration, which does not meet CEQA requirements, and to speak to DEC's failure to account for the potential impacts of this project on environmental justice communities. DEC's review of this project should have resulted in the determination that, at the very least, a full environmental impact statement is necessary for the following reasons. First, DEC's determination of significance in the negative declaration for the project lacked consideration of any information beyond the short environmental assessment form, contained no thorough analysis of CEQA criteria, and provided no reasoned elaboration. Instead, DEC offered conclusory statements based entirely on cursory information provided by National Grid. Second, despite the fact that segmented reviews are clearly contrary to CEQA requirements, DEC's negative declaration rested on illegal segmentation of multiple related projects. In addition to failing to meet CEQA requirements, DEC's lack of environmental justice considerations are particularly alarming, as well as contrary to DEC's obligation under its own environmental justice and permitting policy, as well as the CLCPA. Our legal challenge is about upholding DEC's duty to prevent industry from disregarding the health and safety of environmental justice communities for the sake of National Grid's profit. Thank you.